Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on your gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on December 2nd. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
All right, it's Liam. I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast, as you were.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis, proudly in partnership with Wonderwall Beer. I hope you guys are all right. I'm recording this on a monumental day in the history of Oasis because it's the 23rd of November 2025, and today is the last day of the Oasis Live 25 tour. So they are due to play the last Sao Paulo show later today, and and as I'm recording this, I don't know if there's been any big announcements or anything coming on the back of that, so we'll see. There might be a bit later on where James jumps back in and gives you an update that they've announced something for next year, but anyway, as we stand right now at about 5 p.m. UK time on the 23rd of November, there's nothing announced so far, so we shall see what happens. So today's episode, the main thing that we've got going on is some recordings that our good friend and roving reporter Katie Georgiou did. She went over to Buenos Aires to see Oasis and has done loads of really cool recordings. So I'm going to be dropping those in throughout, just give you a flavour of what was going on over in Argentina. It sounded absolutely crazy. So hope you guys enjoy that. And talking of Wonderwall Beer, actually last night I was out with Johnny from Wonderwall Beer, plus John Kay, who helped me out on the prop store recording a couple of episodes ago. We ended up recording with John in the back of the Uber getting home. And after a very cool night out of the Water Rats, which was really good to catch up with the guys, had a few Guinnesses and actually watched a Morrissey tribute, Viva Morrissey, who were really, really good. So really enjoyed that. Great to catch up with the guys. So I did a bit of recording with John, not with Johnny from Wonderwall, but with John Kay. So that'll be good. That'll be good stuff. I'll drop that in later, hopefully. I haven't listened back to it yet. So if it's a bit too drunken and rambly, it might not go in. But there we go. We'll see. We'll find out at the same time I do. So that is all good. So that's what we're doing today. The big news, I suppose, since we last recorded, and I did mention this in the little chat we do with John later, but the big news since we last recorded is that Gary Mountfield of the Stone Roses has sadly died. Really, really tough one. 63 years old. His wife died a couple of years ago of cancer. There's, you know, quite a few interviews at the time that, you know, it was how hard it was for him. And he's looking after his two 12-year-old sons. And so obviously my heart massively goes out to the friends and family of Gary Mountfield. Manny, unbelievable, like just a personal thing, you know, it's someone of no age has died. And then obviously musically, you know, what an absolute legend musically, such an important part of the Stone Roses, one of my absolute favourite bands. And also massively important in probably my favourite period of Primal Scream as well. Absolutely incredible in that sort of late 90s, early 2000s with Primal Scream, where he was absolutely incredible. I saw them at Nottingham Rock City, Primal Scream, in I think 98 or 2000. And we actually met Manny afterwards, and it was, you know, just a brief chat, and I just remember him being really cool, lovely guy, posed for a photo, and this is obviously in the 90s, so it was like, you know, the time when you weren't really doing photos. It was, but you know, my good mate Charlie, who I was lived with, he was a massive Stone Roses fan. So he brought the camera along and, yeah, got a photo with Manny, met him, lovely, lovely guy from what I can remember. And, great memory of getting to meet him that day, and what a hero. And, you know, obviously he wasn't in Oasis, but very much connected to Oasis. You know, he's been interviewed in various Oasis-related documentaries. He's in the Right Here, Right Now Oasis show that came out on the same day as Be Here Now. You know, he's there playing pool with them in the pub, and he just seemed like such a sound guy. And it's absolutely devastating that he's died. So I can't even quite believe it, to be honest, saying it. And, you know, Ricky Hatton a few weeks ago, and now Manny. I mean, it's very different circumstances. You know, we found out that what happened with Ricky, that you know, he took his own life. Manny, it sounds like a health problem, we believe. He talked about having respiratory problems, so it sounds like it was that rather than anything more sinister. So yeah, anyway, but that's it. That's the very, very sad news about the passing of Manny. R.I.P. Manny, what an absolute legend.
Yeah, well, it was like probably 2 a.m. or something, and someone's going, they're gonna have booze down there, definitely. So and we was on mushrooms as well. We'd had a bit of a boil up, so I managed to get the tractor going, tripping my tits off, and proceeded in an easterly direction down to Mono Valley. Got there, I think everyone was in bed, so then went skulking around people's rooms while they were asleep. And I think I've spotted a big nugget of hashish by the side of somebody's bed, and I think I was reaching over to grab it, and they were like, I was just petrified, because I think I'd give him this ghost story thing a few days earlier about the ghost of Mono Valley and stuff.
There's no other major news in the world of Oasis, to be honest. Obviously, they've played the shows. They played, since we last recorded, they've played Argentina, they've played Santiago. They played the first night in Sao Paulo, and then the second one is to come up today. And they had, obviously, on the big screen, a big tribute to Manny in Live Forever. And all the band turned round and looked at the screen, which is very powerful moment. So that was like, you know, the biggest news, really.
Right then, I want to dedicate this to our dear friend, our hero, the one and only Gary Manny Mountfield.
Yes!
There was a photo taken of Liam, like a pap photo taken of Liam looking gutted, as you'd imagine. And then that was uploaded, and Bonehead had a go at, you know, whoever uploaded it. And yeah, it's outrageous. You know, you don't be, you know, obviously he's grieving one of his best mates. You don't be uploading photos of that. So, but there you go. That's journos for you. Right, well, look, let's move on then. Let's head back a couple of weeks now, over to Buenos Aires, where we're going to catch up with our roving reporter in the field, Katie Georgiou. And I think this first recording here, she is interviewing Ben Rock, who was the artist, Sketch MCR, who was on the Rockfield episode a couple of weeks ago.
I'm here with Ben Rock, not Ben Knight. and we're outside the mural in Buenos Aires in Nunez. Do you want to just explain it all to everyone?
Hi everyone, my name is Ben Rock, Sketch MCR, also now Mural of Music. So this all started with a dream of from 2009 concert with Oasis, and ever since I seen that concert on YouTube, I wanted to be part of this experience if Oasis ever get back together. And here we are, 16 years later. I've just finished a mural, which is, well, as you explained, in the Nunez area. And it depicts a time where Noel Gallagher was very emotional, playing Don't Look Back in Anger, and which connected the fans in a massive way. And also with Liam Gallagher going absolutely mad on the microphone, probably with cigarettes and alcohol or Slide Away. And it also has got, in the image, there's an image of Richard Ashcroft. We only added Richard Ashcroft later on because we only found out that he was coming to Argentina to support them. This mural is a massive team. There's 20 of us involved. And I only met these people 2 days ago. But we made it happen in the last 4 months. Without that team, it would not be possible. There's also three other artists from Buenos Aires. They have done an incredible job. I would never be able to have done this without them as well. And looking at it now, I can't believe it. It's been an amazing day, big reveal. It's just been absolutely beautiful. So with the actual image, you have Liam on the left, also connected to Richard Ashcroft, and you got Noel Gallagher on the right. And then in the middle is the River Plate Stadium, which I have painted. And then on the bottom, there's over 500 to 1,000 fans walking to the concert, which is today. And then in the sky, we have the Alan White, sort of cross between Alan White and Tony McCarroll drum kit, which is a twisted Union Jack drum bass. And that's been twisted in the sky, but I did it in the colors of Argentina. So you got the blue, the yellow, the sun, and it looks absolutely amazing. But it's been a great day, and I think we're all looking forward to the concert tonight. It's going to be an emotional one, but yeah, thank you for letting me come on your show today.
Also, you were in Rolling Stone Argentina, yeah. Were you? What happened there?
Yeah, so 2 weeks ago, Rolling Stones magazine came to me and asked if it's all real. What all the rumours, are they true that I'm coming from Manchester to paint a mural with Oasis? And of course it was true. And the publisher lives not far from here. And he was in total shock when he found out 2 days ago.
Ben!
I'm doing...
Fucking...
Sorry, don't worry.
Oasis Filming Group.
What?
Read.
They want us to repeat the celebration tomorrow morning.
How are we going to get smoke flares?
We can buy them. No, I mean, we can ask people to bring them. I mean, we say yes,
okay,
that's
right,
it.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
time? What time?
Between 11 and 12.
Between 11 and 12, yeah. Okay. Oh my God. Oh my God, we made it!
We made it.
Come on, man! Come on!
The official Oasis crew,
for the filming,
Benny
Mariana.
I can invite people.
Yeah.
I can say.
Just go fucking crazy.
Yes.
Part two.
Right. Hi, Daniel.
Did you get that?
Yeah, it's all recorded. It's great. It's authentic, organic.
This is for the Oasis podcast.
For the Oasis podcast.
You're from Lewis's podcast.
I'm not the host at all, but I am.
She's doing it on behalf.
I'm doing it on behalf of.
Amazing. Please make sure to name all of us.
Okay, so
especially the artists.
What's your Maca?
I'm Maca. Wait.
It's recording.
Oh, what do I need to say?
Say who you are and wait.
Hi, I'm Maca. I am kind of a Ben's
number two,
kind of. We've been organizing this for 2 months and I'm absolutely proud. I'm very happy that we made this dream come true, honestly. It's been an absolute ride of emotions, like a roller coaster of emotions. And I mean, I can't even start to describe how I feel about this. We are sure that the band knows about the mural, that Richard Ashcroft is aware of it. And we're absolutely proud and, I don't know, very, very happy to see that everybody loves it and they all feel part of it. And yeah, it's been amazing. So thank you. Thank you to everybody that made this happen. Thank you to Ben, Melina, Eva Luna, Martin, Velen, Daniela, and everybody who was involved in this. This is absolutely amazing. Amazing. Follow me on Instagram, Macken Concerts. Kisses.
Okay.
Right, yeah,
we make celebration number two tomorrow. Yeah.
I said 11 and 12, but it doesn't matter what time you say, nothing's organised. With that, sorry, come out.
No, that's alright, no. And Lawrence Watson was involved,
yes.
Wasn't he? What was his involvement in the mural?
In the mural? No. It's more to do with the organisation of the team, and also we had a Q&A with him yesterday. I wanted a big name to be part of this whole organisation. I reached out to a lot of big names in Manchester and everyone kind of turned me down because I think you're doing it in Argentina. It's a big move. It's a big flight.
Yeah.
But Lawrence loves Argentina more than probably us, you know, more Oasis fans from the UK. And he loved it yesterday in the Q&A. But obviously, you know, none of that would have been happened if I've never connected to him back in 3 years ago in his exhibition in Manchester. So, and I fell in love with him. He's just such a gentleman, just a really nice guy, and I wanted him to be part of it. You know, so the Q&A last night was pretty special. And I gave him a little present, which was Noel Gallagher in Abbey Road Studios. He sent that image to me 2 years ago, and I've always wanted to do something with him regarding that image, but we never thought that day would come, and I'm in Argentina presenting it to him, so it's a bit special, really. Yeah,
that is incredible.
Yeah.
Can I take a picture
with you?
Because
have a light on here.
I have a cousin who lives in another city, 500 kilometers from here, and she's coming. So I'm going to tell her.
Oasis.
Oasis, 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 Oasis.
This is great. This is great.
Out of breath.
Mate, fantastic. You've got two beers for you as well.
Yeah, we've got the beers.
Is this your first time in Buenos Aires? Do you like it?
I love it.
Oh, really? I am glad. Maria, and yours?
Katie.
Like Katy Perry?
Yeah. Just voice.
Ah, well, of course.
Yeah.
On?
It's on.
Ah, hi. I am Maria. I live in Buenos Aires. I live just around the corner, and I am so happy that people from London are following Oasis and have come to my beautiful city, and I hope that all people who have come to Buenos Aires are enjoying their time. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for having
the will to come so far away.
A lot of beer's been
had. Oh, really? When did you arrive?
Wednesday.
Ah, so you have been for 3 more days.
3 more days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And are you going to for the concert of today and Sunday?
Tomorrow. Sunday.
Uh-huh.
You're going to the concert?
Ah, no. I couldn't pay for the ticket, but that's all right. I live on the 13th floor, so maybe I could see some fireworks. Yes, it's pretty near.
There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how.
What's
your baby? You're gonna be the one that saves me. Don't you know the corner when the rain don't know? The only seems to come and go away.
Maybe
Maybe I just don't believe. Maybe you're the same as me. We've seen things I've never seen. You and I gonna live forever. So Sally can wait. She knows it's too late. So Sally can wait. She knows it's too late as she's walking on by. Her soul slides away. Don't look back in anger. Don't look back in anger.
Don't look back in anger.
Don't look back in anger. Don't look back in anger.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
So hi, it's now Monday the 17th of November at about 7 o'clock in the evening, and I'm with Pritesh, who was I recorded the other day, who said hello on the podcast, and we found Noel's hotel. Do we name the hotel? Should we not name the hotel? We won't name the hotel for privacy reasons. But we found it, and we just went in, and we were allowed in really easily, and we sat down to have a drink, and we're currently in a bar in the hotel, in a cigar bar, if you can imagine a haze of cigar smoke with lots of men drinking whiskey. That's where we are, and I think there are some members of the OCG group in here, but they're quite ensconced in conversation, so I don't feel quite ready to interfere in that just yet, but you can probably hear them in the background. But here's Pritesh, if you want to.
Yes, this is quite awkward. I felt we may not fit in, but looking to my right, you know, at least I'm not wearing a pair of shorts.
We're just having it. We're having an inconspicuous coffee at the moment. There's also someone in here that looks so much like Noel. It's not him. But if you could imagine Noel when he was about 25, the man here looks so much like that version of Noel. It's really scary. which is a bit surreal to see. It's a very interesting place we're in. Do you want to say anything else?
Seeing what I'm seeing, I'll never feel as awkward about walking into a place like this ever again.
We'll if we somehow manage to meet Noel, we will report. Andrew.
What am I saying? Yeah, no, here in Buenos Aires here with Katie, and we're ready for the second night of the shows here at the River Plate Stadium. I was lucky enough to go the first night, and yeah, it's going to be a really good show tonight as well. The Argentinian crowds have been just incredible. The floor especially, the energy was just it was just exuberant. It was joyful. It was a bit mad to watch from the floor, from the stands, and I'll be out there on the floor tonight. So yeah, it's hard to believe this tour's nearly at its conclusion, but yeah, it's just been a really great several months here, and yeah, looking forward to chatting about it here in the near future.
Brilliant. So it's about 3 o'clock now, and we're in a cafe in Palermo, Soho, and I'm gonna head off soon to start getting ready for this gig, and I can't wait. So basically, I'm now just outside the River Plate Stadium, and I'm with some fans that I met over the last few days who all listened to the podcast. So you can hear lots of traffic. That's all probably Oasis fans. But I'm just going to pass the microphone round now.
Right. Hi, James. Hi, listeners. This is Pritesh from Argentina. Can't believe I'm here. It's been amazing.
Hola, my name's Noel. No, it really is. My name is Noel. And yeah, out here in Argentina with the lovely Katie and my best friend Maria.
And, hi, hola, hola. Yeah, we're just here waiting to go in at the River Plate Stadium in Buenos Aires. We came over only for the concert, and yeah, we're having a fantastic time.
Now, we're about to go see Boca Juniors. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Becca. I'm also here for the concert. There's a really good atmosphere around. Excited for it.
Hi, it's Rye Dog from Yorkshire. I'm very well. Atmosphere's pretty crap. You know, no beer's flowing. Just a few of us just stood outside the ground. Not sure what's going on.
Great, thank you.
I'm gonna... Sorry, I didn't know what to say.
I know. You can tell it as you wish.
So we went out to a bar to eat this afternoon before we were getting ready to come out to the stadium. And the restaurant we went into, there's a young lad who was like, "Oh, you not from England?" He said, "Yeah." He's obviously he spoke English. And he said, "You're going to the Oasis gig?" We said, "Yeah, we're going tonight." We asked him, "Are you a fan?" He said, "Oh yeah," like he's the biggest fan. We said, "Did you go last night?" He said, "No, I couldn't get a ticket." And at the time, we knew someone who had a couple of spare tickets. So we're like, well, we might know someone who's got a spare one for tonight. And he got really excited. And then we had to show him the price. And it's quite pricey for someone working in a restaurant in Argentina. And he got really excited. So he said, give me 10 minutes. So he went off and he phoned his boss and to get an advance on his wages. And he came back to us and he said, yeah, my boss says I can have an advance on my wages. So we tried to get hold of the people that we knew had a spare ticket, but they were gone. So we were pretty gutted about that. But we'd also met a Mancunian fellow on Friday night who said he had eight spare tickets. So we were trying to search the internet through Instagram to find out this Mancunian fella. He runs the Oasis Live 25 page, but we were trying to find, there's like 20,000 people on his page. So I messaged him, but obviously he don't see the messages, so we couldn't get hold of him. So unfortunately we didn't end up getting a ticket for this young fella, this young Argentinian fella. But it was really like it was quite moving because he was kind of in tears when we were saying we might be able to sort you out a ticket, and then obviously he's gone away excited trying to like get an advance on his wages and stuff. But I mean, in the end, we did manage to get one for him. But yeah, just like the passion for Oasis out here is like it's quite incredible, really. Yeah.
In fact, I think he sort of had on the back of his mind he might be able to go because he had his Eagles T-shirt on.
That's right.
At work, and he just changed his uniform. 20 minutes after taking our order.
He changed his tone. He put Oasis on the speakers.
He had tears in his eyes.
But we were saying to him, like, if we don't sort it out, maybe just go towards the stadium. But because I think he's afraid that he might get ripped off or whatever. Yeah, you know what I mean?
There's a lot of touts about.
I'd love to, if we was in there, we'd bump into him. I'd love it, but yeah. Unfortunately, we can sort it out for him. But yeah.
I'm now at the River Plate Stadium. I've taken my seat. Richard Ashcroft is about to come on in about 5 minutes, I think. The sun is setting and it's creating a really beautiful shadow across the stadium right now. And there's like planes flying overhead. It's very dramatic and cinematic and very exciting. And the stadium is filling up and it's getting very busy. And I'll check in again in a bit. So it's now 8:30 and Richard Ashcroft has not come on yet, and a big sign has come up on the screen saying that there's been a change of hours. Richard Ashcroft is now on at 9 o'clock and Oasis are on at 10 o'clock, and the crowd are not happy. There's quite a lot of booing. I'm not quite sure what's gone on. James, it's the day after the concert and I thought I'd just give a debrief of what went on. So obviously it was never really explained what happened with the delays. I don't know if it was mentioned on the social media channels, but for some reason there was some delay with the band coming on. I thought it was going to be an issue because I could hear the crowd booing, but that didn't last too long and actually the crowd were fine, and Richard Ashcroft was brilliant, and as always he comes on and says like really powerful things and kind of gets you in the mood for Oasis. I'm just about to get run over by a car, sorry, hang on. Okay. Yeah, Richard Ashcroft was great. He came on about 9 o'clock. He, from memory, he did sonnets, and he obviously ended on Bittersweet Symphony. He did The Drugs Don't Work as well. And what I loved, so I was sitting up high in the in the seating area, and it's interesting because you don't actually get given a seat, it's just general sitting, so it's like a big scramble when you get there. People just basically choose wherever they want to sit, so it was a little bit stressful like when you first get up there because it's really high, you're sort of standing on these stairs thinking, oh, where do I go. But in the end it was fine, and it was quite exciting just deciding where I want to go.
and choosing a place to sit. And the bit that I chose actually was, it was really high up, and it was great because whereas like in somewhere like Wembley or one of the stadiums in the UK, you kind of get to the top, you almost get a restricted view. But here, the view was perfect. It was like real bird's eye view. And also you could see slightly over the top of the stadium as well. So I got a bit of the view of the city of Buenos Aires behind the stadium. And it was just really magical sitting there, thinking I'm literally in the middle of a city. And there were planes flying up ahead really close. And that was quite dramatic as well. Like every 10 minutes, a big plane would come gushing past. And it would happen at really interesting moments as well. Like there was one moment where Noel was singing Talk Tonight, and just as he was singing, sleeping on a plane, you know, I can't complain. This plane suddenly arrives. And the same thing happened in Supersonic as well. As soon as Supersonic started, this plane just whooshes by. So there were these little magical moments like that. And the sun was setting, because the sunset around here is sort of around between 7 and 8. So before anyone came on, like when there was like an atmosphere building, and I was thinking that Richard Ashcroft was about to come on before they announced the delay, the sun was setting, and it kind of created this like sweeping sunlight across the stadium, and it was absolutely gorgeous, like just beautiful and just breathtaking. And honestly, when the crowd, I've never seen anything like it, because we were talking a while back, I think on the podcast, about how back in the 90s you'd get that swell of crowd that would push and shove, and that swell was definitely there in Buenos Aires, but 10 times anything I've ever experienced in the UK. It was like watching people, like people would surge forwards and then create these kinds of whirlpools, and at any one time you'd look out into the crowd and there would be about 20 different whirlpools going on within the crowd, like this little microcosm happening in each section, and they'd swirl into it and then swirl out of it and then go back into the main crowd and then surge forward and surge back, and then they'd suddenly, like, what I love about the Argentinian crowd is the fact that they weren't just, the crowd wasn't just singing the words, but singing the melody and the rhythm as well. And like when you get with that that part of Morning Glory where everyone goes duh, 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 duh. And the crowd would sing along to the songs. But then what I loved as well is that in the middle of it there would be these other chants, like they'd be like ole 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 ole, and it would create a slightly different atmosphere. And the way they were cheering on Liam and Noel and Bonehead as well, and yeah, it was really magical. I'm really happy I was up sitting where I was. I did wonder whether or not I would have preferred it standing in that crowd, but I think I might have found it a bit too much if I was in there, given my experience at Wembley. Because of my height, I'm not sure that I would have really seen much, and I probably would have got too swept up in these surges. So actually for me, it was a really nice feeling being up high and just watching it and being able to see it. And it also helped with the acoustics, because the sound was brilliant, and I could hear the ricochet and the echo of everybody, and it just made me feel like I could really lap up the atmosphere and take it in. So that was my experience, and it was really easy to get in and out. The crowd was very fluid. There was no violence. There was nothing. Like it was so joyous. and I ended up just walking all the way home because I didn't know where I was actually going on the way out. I had my map with me, but obviously all the trains by that point had stopped and people were just walking, and I was just following the crowd thinking that's the best bet. And then before I knew it, I was in the middle of nowhere. So as always, I'm in the middle of nowhere whenever there's an Oasis concert and have some weird ordeal trying to get home. But I just walked about 2 hours and ended up home. And I say home, in the place where I was staying. And by the time I got to the area I was staying in, there were still loads of bars open. It was kind of 1:30 in the morning, nearly 2 in the morning. And like the place was still buzzing in little pockets of the area, and people still in their Oasis t-shirts. I woke up this morning, loads of Oasis t-shirts still out and about, everyone having breakfast. It's just been beautiful, like such a joyous few days meeting everyone and having this like real international feeling. Just it gives this real kind of feeling of like how interconnected the fan base is worldwide and how people come together in different cities. And I just got a sense for the first time of like what it must be like to be on tour, where you're just going from city to city and you're just seeing the same people and bumping into them here and there. And you just feel like you're part of something. That's definitely the feeling I got this time. Anyway, I hope you made sense of all of that. I'm sorry if there's been a lot of noise. If nothing else, these are the sounds of Buenos Aires, to just give you a little picture of what it's like. It was really cold yesterday. Every other day has been so warm. It's boiling today. Yesterday at the gig it was very, very cold, but it was actually quite welcome, because I think if it had been sweltering it would have been really difficult to deal with. I think that's it. And today's my last day here, but it's been great. Take care. Bye.
Brilliant stuff. Katie, what a legend. Thank you so much for putting that together for us.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
It's just so great to like paint the picture and really get a feel for what it was like to be over there in Argentina. You could hear the dogs barking, you could hear the cars. Felt like I was there. Well done. What an amazing picture to have painted. Brilliant stuff. And if you are a patron, in that sing-along stuff, there's like 20 minutes of that sing-along, which was just, it was so great to hear. But you can't really include all like 20 minutes of it in here. But if you're a patron, if you head over to my Patreon, I've uploaded like Katie's full 20-minute clip of that Argentinian sing-along. So yeah, if you're a patron, go and check that out. If you're not a patron, then you can sign up, patreon.com/oasispod. And you can support the pod and listen to interesting bonus content. That's all from Katie. Brilliant stuff. Thank you very much. If anyone has thoughts on the Chile gig, and also in the meantime now that the for the next episode we'll be talking about Sao Paulo as well. So if anyone has any thoughts they want to share on Sao Paulo and Chile, then yeah, drop me over an email with an audio message, oasispod@gmail.com. All right, so let's now cross over to me yesterday. So I'm in the taxi on the way back from London after a few beers with John Kay, and we play some like fun little games. So yeah, let's have a bit of this. All right, so welcome back to the Oasis podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. I'm in an Uber on the way home from the Water Rats, which is the scene of one of my greatest ever achievements. I'm here with John Kay. How you doing, man?
Very well, thank you. JC, how are you?
I'm good, JK. I'm good. Not JK, not the guy, not the...
Not to be confused with Jamiroquai, the multimillionaire who dated Caprice and owns multi supercars. In fact, the modest man who sells paint.
No. The modest man that sells paint. He does okay, though. He does all right. You're not just flogging a bit of a Dulux out of the back of your boot, though, are you? You're doing all right.
Life's good.
You're doing all right. Anyway, we've had a good night out. Johnny from Wonderwall was here, which was great, and we saw a bit of Viva Morrissey. How did you feel about that?
I thought they were incredible, really. They had an amazing set list, like mixing both Moz solo stuff with all the Smiths classics you'd hope to see. And I like the way that the guy playing Moz was totally method. He didn't break, so it was Moz mannerisms, Moz vocals. He didn't sort of say, yeah, you know, I'm Clive from Wolverhampton. He was just Moz, wasn't he?
He was in it. Every like a little bit in between songs was all bits from Morrissey in between really songs good. From gigs. Yeah, loved it. Really, really good fun, and just great to catch up with John from Wonderwall Beer, and then yourself. It's been a wonderful evening.
Really good night.
And now we're in a cab on the way home, and so I thought, well, we said, oh, we'll meet up and we'll record some good stuff, but then
subsequently I think there's a lot of gold that remains unrecorded throughout the course of the evening, but we'll do our best, right?
A lot of unrecorded gold there. Guys, you missed out on hearing such amazing stuff, but you should have been there. Like, why didn't you come to the pub with us? But anyway, there you go. But look, anyway, and taking it down, I know we're being entertaining and fun, but you know, the big news, not necessarily Oasis news, because he was never in Oasis, but he's been connected to Oasis in terms of being at the that famous Right Here Right Now documentary on Be Here Now, and you know, and just being part of the Oasis world. Obviously Manny has died in the last week, which hit me harder than I thought, actually. Like, you know, it was such a big hit. But I mean, you're a Manchester guy. How what's your thoughts?
I mean, he's such an ever-present individual on the Manchester music scene, and you know, undeniable his contribution to the Stone Roses, and undeniable his contribution to Primal Scream. But what hit me, and when I heard the news this week, I was working away in Amsterdam, is just, it seems like maybe 5 days ago, he was interviewed on the Rock on Tours podcast, and it was a really awesome and funny and earnest interview, and he's talking about life, all of his musical achievements. But what gets you is, he's like, actually, I'm a father of two young boys, and my partner died of cancer 2 years ago, and I'm just doing my best to get them through it and raise them, and I'm cooking tea tonight. So if ever you could love that man more, listen to that interview, everyone, and it just brings home what an awesome bloke he was. So it's incredibly sad, and rest in peace, Manny. But what a legend. And pleased to have randomly bumped into him in a club called the Ruby Lounge in Manchester once upon a time, and he was gracious, and even though we were in the gents' toilet, he shook my hand, and we had a little 5-minute chat. So a gentleman who will be sorely missed.
I know, I agree, and I had a brief encounter with him. I saw Primal Scream play the Nottingham Rock City on the Exterminator tour. And they were unbelievable. It's one of the best gigs I've ever seen. And like, when Manny joined Primal Scream, like around that time, it's like, wow, like what an addition to what was already a brilliant band. And then they chucked Manny in there, and Kevin Shields were there at the moment, at the time as well. So I was like, that was one of the most amazing gigs. It would have been probably, I don't know, 99, 2000, but Manny was just amazing. And then we met them, and one of my good mates,
Charlie, from my housemate at the time, was like a massive, massive, massive Roses fan. I actually reached out to him this week because I know it would have been big to him.
Is there anyone who's picked up a bass and not attempted to play She Bangs the Drums, the bass line on it? I feel like that is testament to the man.
And I saw someone posted on social media, like, that the from the reunion gigs where they're playing I Want to Be Adored, and like, and just the crowd singing along to the bass lines in that way. That's very rare. You don't normally get a crowd singing to a bass line. You know, if you're the bass player that's generated a bass line that a crowd is singing along to, you've not done too bad.
So I was at one of the reunion gigs when the Roses first reformed in 2012 at Heaton Park in God's Country, Manchester, and I remember the opening bars of I Want to Be Adored, and Manny, the legend that he was, is on stage playing it. And there's grown men around me crying, just like boom, 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 boom. Unbelievable. So, yeah, a real, real sad loss and a legend. And, you know, actually testament to how much of a legend he was is all of the tweets, all of the Instagram posts from pretty much the British music industry,
everyone.
He seems to have been so well connected, and just an absolute gent and an everyman. And, yeah, sorely, sorely missed, James.
Yeah.
Well, look, it's not even like just... he was a great musician, like, but he was like just such a cool guy. Like, I remember him being on Soccer AM with Noel, and like, you know, and then being on like Oasis documentaries he would turn up on. He was just like the life of the party, wasn't he? That's the thing.
Is it the Definitely Maybe 10-year anniversary documentary? Yes. Where he's telling the story about he's at Rockfield recording The Second Coming with the Roses and Nick Bryan, your friend and mine. Yeah. And you know, the whatever that took, 5 years. Oasis, the up-and-coming upstarts, are at Mono Valley down the road.
Yes.
And was it Oasis that went to Rockfield to try and get some drugs or get some weed from Manny or something? But either way, that wonderful sort of role he played in the early days of Definitely Maybe's first, second or third attempt, I forget which. It's amazing. When two of your favourite people are friends, like, how good is that?
I know. It's just so cool, and like, that connection between, like, you know, Oasis coming through and trying to make it, and yet the Roses being there, having had done it, having made that breakthrough. But Manny, like, you've always got, like, Ian Brown was like this sort of mythical figure of like almost a sage, a wise man. And then John Squire, this like reclusive like guy. Rennie, just this mercurial, who the hell is even Rennie? And then Matty was just like the cool guy that's mates with everyone. You can imagine him down the pub, and like, you know, like I said, the fact that he's in that, the 1997, Right Here, Right Now, he's just in the pub with them playing pool. You know, he's like, he's there. It's not like a big deal. It's like, oh, fucking hell, there's Manny. So, oh, mate.
Slight segue, but that documentary, I mean, Day Before Be Here Now comes out, you know, you're just as excited as it gets. I remember watching it, I remember recording it, and yeah, as you say, to see Manny there with them hanging out was so cool.
Amazing.
So cool.
Amazing. Well, anyway, so we haven't spoke to you before about the whole reunion stuff, so we are coming to the end now. Like, as we record this, it's Saturday night, so we are literally in like the last couple of shows. I saw it pop up, like, this is like the last Oasis drone show, as the Oasis drones went up. So since we last recorded, we've had Chile, Santiago. We've had now the two Brazil shows. We've had the Buenos Aires shows. So tell them about your experience seeing the reunion, and then your overall thoughts on the tour.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, as an Oasis fan and a lifelong Oasis fan, I don't think it gets better than 2025, does it? Because I think probably a lot of your listeners, I know you, certainly me, I had no expectations for them reforming. I really didn't.
Yeah.
Throughout my life, I've seen them many, many times. My first gig was 97 at the GMEX in Manchester, my hometown. My last gig was Heaton Park in 2009, supported by Kasabian. And, you know, they've just been a staple and part of my world. And to go from 2009 to 2025 and wait 16 years for something you didn't even expect. So this year has been amazing to be an Oasis fan. So to answer your question, James, I think, look, the reunion was announced. We were probably all as excited and as giddy as one another. You then had the stress and the pressure of, am I going to get a ticket? Mm-hmm. You then had the fun and games of dynamic pricing and all of that good stuff. You know,
we sit here in a taxi heading towards, hopefully, our respective homes.
I think so.
And in my rearview mirror of the summer is I've seen my favourite band in the whole world three times, and I never expected that. I saw them at Cardiff, I saw them at Heaton Park, and I saw them at Wembley. And each and every gig was special. It was different, but it's been amazing. And yeah, I thought I was spoiled seeing Liam do the Definitely Maybe gigs last year and hear those songs played live and hearing Lock All The Doors and hearing Cloudburst and hearing all of those amazing B-sides. And then, yeah, wow, to be looking back on a summer having seen Oasis play again. And, you know, I hope I don't offend anyone when I say this, but 2009, the last time I saw them, they were going through the motions. Yeah, yeah. It was great, but it was not them in their prime.
No.
And I think what I've seen this summer is they're as good as they were in the prime. You know, Liam holding the notes, not clipping the sentences.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Noel on form. It has been, yeah, wonderful is the only word I can say. Absolutely wonderful. And yeah, feel really, really, really lucky to be a fan and be alive and well and working hard enough to have some money to spend on tickets.
Well, yeah. You've got to have that. You definitely got to have that. So how did it compare to you? Like, what? So Cardiff was first night.
Yeah.
So how did the three compare to you? Cardiff, Wembley, and Heaton Park.
All really, really distinctive, which is fab. I think Cardiff, you know, there was a tension in the air, and I think that tension was for the fan base. They just you wanted it to be amazing, but I think also the band, right? Yeah, so well documented. Opening night at Cardiff, Noel looked nervous, and you could see and you could feel that. But what was special about Cardiff was A, there was a tension, B, there was the payoff when they delivered. I didn't know the set list. I'd avoided all of the Instagram leaks and all of that stuff. So it was just amazing that you were shocked and surprised with every single song that was played. And it just couldn't have been better. So that was Cardiff. Heaton Park, you know, it's rare you have a sunny day in Manchester. And I live in the south now, but the day I saw them in Manchester was as sunny a day in Manchester as I've ever experienced.
Yeah.
I was with my partner Amanda. We were in the sunshine, as Mr. Gallagher says. And it was phenomenal. And actually the sound was better than Cardiff because we were stood behind some repeater speakers. You know, you're with however many thousand people there were, the sound was as crisp and the guitars were amazing. So yeah, Heaton Park was super special. And then lastly, Wembley. It was a Saturday night. You know, I had standard standing tickets, but I convinced the group of five I was with to try our luck, and we went to the premium front standing entrance, and a kindly security guard took pity on us. There was five of us. He said, "In you go." We had wristbands on and we were in the front pits.
Were you like, "Excuse me, mate, I'm from Manchester, I'm going in on it, can you let us in?"
I sounded similar to that. I was super polite, but when the guy said we could come in, honestly, I immediately gave him a manly bear hug.
Good, yeah, I imagine so.
As well he deserved. So it was, and Wembley was great. Wembley was great because it's Wembley, isn't it?
Special.
Near the front, so the view was phenomenal. Sound not quite as good because you're near the front, right? Yeah. And you were near the front when you went, right?
Yeah, exactly. The sound for me was pretty shit, to be honest. Like, because you're literally like right in front of Noel Gallagher. And it was just a noise. Like, you couldn't really make it out. I couldn't have told you, like, oh, well, the bass was good, or all the chat of, like, oh, well, how does it sound with Bonehead versus not on the other dates when Bonehead wasn't there and that sort of stuff. I couldn't have told you that. Like, no chance. It was just your ears just being blasted. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like, you know, imagine your favourite meal is lasagna. I feel like I've had the best lasagna ever in three completely different restaurants. That would be my summary. And I would say, just to finish, that Richard Ashcroft, how he controlled each audience to warm them up and do what he did.
Perfect.
And I think he switched up his set list a little bit each time. But, oh my God, that guy, as if it needed proving, but phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah, amazing. Yeah, yeah. No, all good. And so what are we thinking then? Like, so next year, personally, I'm thinking, especially like looking at what Liam's tweeted recently. So yeah. Liam tweeted like, no, it's not happening next year. Like, he sort of like jokingly sort of said something like maybe the 27 or something. So I genuinely think, like, looking at it, you know, the Nebworth thing, maybe they do one off at Nebworth, but I don't think so. I reckon it will be, they take a year off, So you chill out for a year. The film's coming out, which will be, you know, obviously that will generate a bit of content and generate more income, etc. Yeah. But go away, take a year, and then come back. Otherwise, it just sort of rolls on, doesn't it? It rolls on and on and on. They might get a bit sick of it, but yeah, what do you think?
So I think you're right. I think, look, it'd be great to see them year after year after year, but actually I think we will all enjoy it more and they will be rested, recovered and ready if maybe we don't see them next year. I'd say it with a smile on my face. When I saw Liam at Nebworth, an amazing gig, I think it was 22.
Yeah.
What was slightly frustrating is I had a minibus booked, and I remember with the group I was with, we got to our minibus and I promptly fell asleep. It had been a long day, an amazing day, a great gig. And I woke up about an hour later and we hadn't moved in the queue of cars. So if it does take them till 27 to play Nebworth, maybe the infrastructure in an hour of Nebworth, maybe they'll invest in the roads, James. But
try and figure it out.
I think we've probably all had more than we expected of Oasis in 25. If they take 26 off, well, you know, that's not a bad thing. Can't wait for more.
Yeah, exactly. I think if they, because where are we now? We're recording this to like late November. Yeah. Like, if you need to book these things, right? When people are booking their summer holidays, like all the other gigs for next year have been booked already. Like Wembley's been booked out. Like these things are being booked. So I've got a feeling like maybe they just do just Nebworth next summer and then the big tour, the next tour, maybe the year after, maybe.
I would love to see them in a random European location, maybe in a slightly smaller venue than the ones I've seen them in the UK. That would be really good.
I know I've spoken to a lot of people that, I've never done it, but like, you know, people that have been to Noel in like Belgium or like, you know, which just sounds like such a great shout. So yeah, but then there we go. Cool. All right.
Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on your gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on December 2nd. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
So we're going to have a bit of fun here. I want to build the perfect Oasis gig, right? You have £15 to build your perfect Oasis gig. All right, here we go. So number one, the venue where the gig happens. £1, Southampton Guildhall 2005, dodgy sound. £2, Cardiff 2001. £3, Earl's Court 1995, £4, Nebworth 1996, £5, Main Road 1996.
I'm gonna, I have to blow my load on Main Road. I know I've spent five of the 15 already, but I just think Main Road 96, untouchable. Okay. So that's £5 spent, £10 in the bank, yeah?
All right, okay. Number two, what year, era of Oasis are we going with? Okay. So, £1, 2008, Dig Out Your Soul, Band Barely Speaking. £2, Heathen Chemistry Era, new lineup, still fun, but badly in vocals. £3, 1997, Be Here Now Era, coked up, coke speed wall of noise. £4, 1995, Morning Glory at their peak. £5, 1994, Definitely Maybe, Feral, Loud, Brilliance.
I'm going to spend £3 on the Be Here Now era at Main Road, because Be Here Now was my first ever tour era, and I just love that. You know, the idea of seeing a Be Here Now set at Main Road, site of their, you know, amazing gigs in 96. So Be Here Now, Main Road, £8 spent.
Lovely. All right then. So the funny incident. £1. Power cut during Songbird. Everyone awkwardly clacks along for 2 minutes. £2. Massive fight breaks out in the pit, but somehow everyone's mates after. £3. Liam dedicates Live Forever to someone random and insults a bloke in the front row. £4. Bonehead turns up unannounced and the crowd loses its mind. £5. Liam walks off after 3 songs. Noel does an acoustic set, but it's incredible.
Oh my God. I've got to go with the last one, but I'm really nervous that I've got two more scenarios. I know, but I have to do that. I as much as it would be amazing to see Liam play the whole set, there's something special when he gets a bit moody and walks off and Noel pulls something out of the bag. So I've got to go with the latter, which I think means... I think I'm on £13.
You're on £13. You're going to be £1 each for the last two.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. Well, we know what it's going to be, but they'll give you the options. Right, guest appearance. £1, Mark Feltham turns up with the harmonica.
Okay.
£2, P.P. Arnold and Linda Lewis doing backing vocals on Go Let It Out. £3, Johnny Depp does the guitar solo on Fading Out. £4, Johnny Marr comes on for guitar on Acquiesce. And £5, Paul Weller harmonica on Champagne Supernova.
I regret that I haven't got the money for Johnny Marr, but I'm all right. I'm happy with Mr.
Happy
harmonica.
From,
I'm happy
for with Mark Belton and a harmonica. I'm fair enough.
Mark. Yeah.
Cool. And then last one now. Who are you with? Okay. So, £1. Your dad spends the whole gig saying it's too loud. £2, a random bloke from work who only knows Wonderwall. £3, the Oasis podcast crew recording live reactions for bonus content. £4, your siblings, both of you slightly drunk, shouting lyrics. £5, your best mate who knows every B-side and doesn't talk during the songs.
Now, there's a curveball here, I think, because what I'm going to do is borrow £2 and be with the Oasis podcast crew, right? Enjoying Oasis circa 97, play at Main Road with Mark Felton on harmonica, and Liam storms off and Noel plays a blinder, and he plays A Simple Game of Genius, and then he plays Alone on a Rope,
what?
And then he plays the original version of Lock All the Doors before he changed the verses and put it on his album later. So I'm going to borrow £2 just to cheat the game a little bit.
I'll lend you the £2. I'll lend you the £2, mate.
It's quite a gig, awesome, isn't it? This one's going down in history.
I'm loving that. Great show. Here we go. We're back in the taxi. Where are we now? We're sort of coming out of London, I think. But anyway, back with John Kay. How you doing, man? You all right?
Very well, thank you. It's 1 a.m. We're in a taxi. We're heading towards Didcot. So what else is to love?
Oh,
we're living the dream, my friend.
Exactly. Right. Let's do. Here we go. Another one. Build your perfect Oasis album. You have £15. All right. And same again. You have 5 choices here. Now, you cheated last time. You did borrow some money. So you've got to be aware.
Okay, fine.
All right. So opening track. Okay, £1, Turn Up the Sun. £2, Fucking in the Bushes. £3, Hindu Times. £4, Rock and Roll Star. £5, Hello.
Do you know what? Having seen Oasis play 2005 at the City of Manchester Stadium, I'm going to pay £1 to hear Turn Up the Sun, because that is a fucking great opener.
It's a banger.
Kudos, Andy Bell. Love you.
It's a great tune, right? And you saved some money. All right, big single. Number £1, Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is. £2, Shock of the Lightning. £3, Lila. £4, Some Might Say. £5, Don't Look Back in Anger.
I'm going to go £4, Some Might Say.
Okay.
I'm going to go £4, Some Might Say. So we've started with Turn Up the Sun. We've gone big with Some Might Say. And we've still got £10 in the bank, I think.
Awesome. All right, £3, The Deep Cut. £1, Little James. £2, She's Electric. £3, Where Did It All Go Wrong? £4, Slide Away. £5, Gas Panic.
I'm going to go £3, Where Did It All Go Wrong? Provided he plays the version that he did on the Jules Holland special, where it was vulnerable, it was acoustic, and it was phenomenal. So that's the version I'm investing my £3 in, James.
Very good. Very good. Well done, mate. Well done.
But I hope you know around with you until the day you die. And I hope you know that it's touch and go. I hope the tears won't stain the world that waits outside. Where did it all go wrong?
All right, the acoustic moment. £1, Diggsy's Dinner Acoustic. £2 Songbird, £3 Half the World Away, £4 Talk Tonight, £5 Married with Children.
I'm going to spend £5 on Married with Children.
Oh,
I'm going big. I've got to go big with Married with Children. Yeah, how much money have I got left now?
I don't know. So we got £5 on Married with Children.
£5 on Married. I spent £3 and then one.
Three right and one. So that is eight. No, 5, 3, 1 is 8.
Okay, 8, yeah.
Do your maths. Okay, so the last one.
Financial advice to my
friends. Exactly. All right, so here we go. The epic closer. All right, £1, Soldier On. £2, Better Man, a 30-minute gap and the cage. £3, Let There Be Love. £4, the All Around the World reprise. Or £5, Champagne Supernova.
I actually think that would be awesome. Given that I'm now age 44, I'm going to go with the £2 option of hearing Better Man with a gap to go to the toilet and get some refreshments and then come back. So I actually think £2 to hear Better Man live for the first time ever in my life with the cage afterwards is a pretty good purchase.
You're
going to
go with that. Fair enough. That. All right, there we go. Well done.
Okay, welcome to the Oasis podcast. This is John Kay. I've grabbed hold of the mic momentarily. I'm going to be interviewing JC and asking him to blind rank Oasis songs. So, James, you have to rank these 5 Oasis songs completely blind and you have no idea what's coming next, okay?
Yes.
I'm going to read out 5 songs and you're going to tell me where it ranks, 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. So, set 1, classic singles. The first song is... Don't Look Back in Anger.
I'd say Don't Look Back in Anger, I think it is the best Oasis song. Like, it is the best song, but it's not necessarily my favourite. But if we're talking about classic singles, I'm going to have to go number one. It is number one.
Okay, wow. Okay, bold. Don't Look Back in Anger is number one. Number two is Live Forever. Quite a deep cut, that.
So Live Forever, like, people... For me, it's not... the best Oasis song. I know some people love it. It's their best Oasis song. I'm going to go number 3.
Ooh, okay.
I'm going to leave my 2 open. Let's go 2. Let's go 3.
Okay, Don't Look Back in Anger is number 1. Live Forever is number 3. Your third choice is Supersonic.
Oh, Supersonic. I prefer Supersonic to Live Forever. What else could be at 4 and 5? Let's go 2.
Okay. So you got two. Okay, that's fine. I like what you've done there. So you've gone Don't Look Back in Anger is number 1.
There you go.
And you have gone Supersonic number 2 with Live Forever firmly at number 3. Okay, so for places 4 and 5, the next song is Wonderwall.
Wonderwall, I'm happy to go 5.
Wonderwall's 5.
I've overheard it. It's okay. Like, you know, I it's not my favourite. I love it. Don't get me wrong, but yeah, I've overheard it. Well, 5, I'm happy with 5.
Millions of streamers, single buyers, and happy purchasers of said song would disagree with you, but I respect your opinion. And then, last but not least, this means that there is no choice because, by default, number 5 is Champagne Supernova.
Champagne Supernova at 4.
Forgive me, you're right. Wonderwall's at 5, Champagne Supernova.
Yeah, that's okay. So that being at 4 is behind Supersonic, is behind... Live Forever. Yeah, I would have put it above Live Forever, but I'm happy with that.
I think you've made some good decisions, sir. I think you can be proud of that.
Thanks. All right, go on. Is there other good ones there?
Yeah, okay, right. So we're going to move on to round 2. Deep cuts, okay? So, James, you're going to rank all of these. You don't know what I'm going to read out. So here goes. Number 1, Fading Out.
Oh, Fading Out is a great tune, but I think there are potentially better ones coming. So let's just go in the middle. Let's go number 3.
Number 3, okay. Yeah, that's fine. That makes a lot of sense. Number 2 is Where Did It All Go Wrong?
Where Did It All Go Wrong? I like it, but it's not... I don't think it's a great tune. I'm going to go 5.
Okay.
Go 5.
So we've got Fading Out at 3, you've got Where Did It All Go Wrong at 5. Track 3, Born on a Different Cloud.
Oh, Born on a Different Cloud. Not as good as Fading Out, but better than Where Did It All Go Wrong. I'm happy to go for 4 and leave 1 and 2 open. Come on, give me something good.
Okay, next up, the penultimate song is Do You Want to Be a Spaceman?
Oh, I'm very happy with that. I'm happy with that. I love that. Definitely better than the 3 I've chosen so far. So I'm going to go with... Whoa, what's going to be coming up next? Is it going to be something really amazing? Let's go number 2 and leave number 1 open. Give me something great.
Ooh, okay. So final song. It's actually a medley. It's Chipper Son of a Bitch and Goodbye Cold World with My Old Man's a Dustman from the Untitled 2 bootleg. Only joking. It is Let's All Make Believe.
Oh, brilliant. I'm very happy with Let's All Make Believe number 1. That's been perfect. I'm very happy with that.
You've done well. You held your nerve. How do you feel, James? How do you feel?
Love that. That's great. I'm really pleased how that's worked out.
Excellent. Well done.
Oh, what a mate. You should do the Oasis. All right, welcome back. We're still in a taxi.
Still in a taxi, 1:06 a.m. heading towards Didcot.
1:07 a.m. Jesus Christ.
Good God.
With John Kay. And we're going to do here, Oasis, I haven't prepared you for this at all. Oasis, keep 4, cut 4.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
So I'm going to name Oasis songs. You have to choose whether you keep it or you cut it, not knowing what comes next. Are you ready for this challenge?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. All right, so first off, Live Forever. Are you keeping or cutting it?
Keeping it.
You're keeping it. You're definitely keeping
I'm
Live
definitely
Forever.
Definitely keeping Live Forever.
Okay. Number 2, Wonderwall. Keep or cut?
Cut.
You're cutting it?
You gotta be bold.
But it's the one. It's the one with 2 million views.
I know.
All right, it's being cut.
Can't keep them all.
Number 3, Champagne Supernova.
I'm going to cut it.
What?
I'm going to have to cut it.
Okay, you're cutting it.
I'm not enjoying cutting it. I'm just trying to be pragmatic.
You're keeping some space.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 4, Rock and Roll Star.
Oh, shit. I'm going to keep that.
You're going to keep it?
Yeah, Live Forever and Rock and Roll Star, we're keeping.
Okay. Next up, Slide Away.
Oh, fucking hell. I'm going to keep that.
You've got to keep it. So you've now kept 3.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've only got 1 more space.
Okay.
With 3 more to go. Nice. Okay. Next one, Aquarius.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Because...
You don't know what's coming next. You've got 2 more to go.
You know, I'm going to have to let Aquarius go.
Oh!
Oh, God.
Aquarius is
Aquarius,
gone.
Champagne Supernova and Wonderwall are in...
I've just gone forever.
Been rejected. Okay.
Alright, so 2 more. 1, you can only keep 1.
Okay.
Last but 1, penultimate, as it's known. The Master Plan.
Ooh, I'm going to reject the Master Plan.
What?
Well, I love it dearly, but hang on. I've just rejected Acquiesce, Wonderwall, and Champagne Supernova. I can't keep the Master Plan.
Alright.
I mean, and now it all, you know. It all
comes down to this.
Yeah.
Last track. I could just change this now, couldn't I? Do something really shit.
The last track is Little James.
No, last track is Supersonic.
Oh, you belter. Well, we're keeping that. So
keeping Supersonic.
It's still a great 4-track gig.
I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that. You happy with that?
I'm happy with that, yeah.
Good work. Alright. Alright, next up we have Keep 4, Cut 4. Deep cuts.
Ooh.
Okay? They're not that deep. Alright, Fade Away.
Cut.
Oh, cutting Fade Away.
Yeah, it's a good song, but I'm comfortable cutting it.
Okay. Next up, Listen Up.
Ah, bloody hell. I'm going to cut that.
What?
Well, when big, like, I kept too many last time early doors, so that's fine. I'm going to live with this decision.
Next up, Sad Song.
Oh, we are keeping Sad Song.
Keeping Sad Song?
Yeah.
You're a big Sad Song guy.
I would like the 12-string version from the Live by the Sea video where there's a fuck up in the middle, but then I'd like him to carry on playing and complete the song.
Okay.
Do you want to be a spaceman? My bad. But anyway, we're keeping Sad Song.
Underneath the Sky.
I'm going to keep that as well.
You keep it underneath the sky?
But can they play the Underneath the Christmas Sky Oasis podcast version, please?
Very good, very good. All right, well, nice one, mate. I'll pay for the taxi. All right, next up, Let's All Make Believe.
Oh, I'm keeping that. That is an amazing song.
You gotta keep it.
Yeah, but I would like the Noel Sung demo version, if that's okay.
That's fine. Okay, next up, I don't know, I've lost how many we've taken. We've kept
three, haven't we?
Kept three, so there is another three to go, and you need to. Oh, you can only have one of them.
Shit.
Cloudburst.
Let that one go.
You letting it go? Not a big Cloudburst
guy? No, I love it. Really good, but that's fine. I'm okay letting it go.
Okay, next up, Head Shrinker.
I'm going to let it go.
Oh, well, track eight, the last one you've got to keep is Stay Young.
Oh, you beauty. My favourite song, I have no regrets from this interaction.
Love that.
No regrets.
Awesome. There you go, man. Like that?
It would be good to hear Head Shrinker live, wouldn't it?
That would be amazing. Yeah, yeah. Okay, perfect. There we go. That was good fun, wasn't it?
Brilliant stuff. Thank you very much to John. That was a really good evening. Great to catch up. And yeah, I really like those games. There's sort of some guys on like YouTube and TikTok and stuff who do those, like, you know, blind rank these things, or like, you know, do these things, you know, build your perfect whatever for 15 quid. And yeah, I just find them very fun and entertaining. So if you find that entertaining, you want me to do more of that with people, then let me know. More than happy to. All right, that will do it then for today. Well, as I'm recording this now, it's what, quarter past 11. Liam has been on Twitter this evening in the build-up to the gig. I was thinking, like, oh, is he going to say anything? But yeah, as of right now, as I'm recording, there's no announcement, so we don't know what's going on. So yeah, we'll get this up and out without that. And if anything is announced at the end of the final gig, we will be following up very shortly. With all the news that you need to know. All right, that'll do it then. Thank you very much for listening. And most of all, let's go to our patrons. You can support the show at patreon.com/oasispod, which is where we post the bonus content. You can get access to the Discord, which is great. That's just been, you know, it's been lovely. Like today, we've just been people sharing memories and videos of the different Oasis gigs this year and stuff. So yeah, that's lovely. So it's a great community. If you are a patron and you want to join the Discord, drop me a message. Or if you're not a patron, then sign up and then just let me know and we will give you a link to get involved over there. Email me, oasispod@gmail.com. Give us a follow over on Twitter at Oasis Podcast. And and head over to the YouTube channel as well. Always worth having a look over there. And that will do it. Thank you very much for listening. And this penultimate episode of the Oasis being back on this tour. So, come back next time for whatever happens next. All right. Thank you for listening. Stay in touch, stay engaged, and stay young.
FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details. There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.